It is Emily from Bonanzaville, and you have a very big weekend coming up, the annual Pioneer Days event.
Yes, it's our 56th year this year.
Saturday 10 to 5 and Sunday noon to 5, and you have a special guest. I'm personally kind of excited about Johnny Crawford, who played the youngster Mark on the TV show The Rifleman with Chuck Connors. That show is on MeTV now all the time, all the reruns, and I am kind of addicted to that show. So tell us about Johnny Crawford. What is he going to be doing at Pioneer Days this weekend?
Johnny will be here both days. He's performing from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. And so he'll be actually singing. He's a musician now, and so he'll be singing and just having a good time and signing autographs as well and talking about his Rifleman days.
For people that have never been to Pioneer Days or that haven't been there in a few years, tell us some of the things that are going on.
The whole village just comes to life, and we have a Pioneer people dressed up in the clothing, and they're doing all these demonstrations such as basket weaving, and we have blacksmith demonstrations. We also have square dancing demonstrations, and then even sauerkraut making, and then lefse, everybody's favorite lefse. So you'll get to make it and try it.
That sounds delicious. And, of course, you have the big parade.
Yes, both days we'll have a parade at 2 p.m. The antique motorcycle display, we have antique cars, tractors. It's a lot of fun. Something the kids don't get to see every day, so bring your family out and look at everything we have to offer here.
Now, another thing that I noticed on your website is that your special exhibition that you've had on display all summer long, Fighting the Fires of Hate, America and the Nazi Book Burnings, that ends on Sunday, so people really need to get in this weekend and check that out.
Yeah, this exhibit's the only time it's been in the Midwest. It's such a great exhibit to have in this area, and if you don't get out to see it this weekend, you might not see it again.
It is Pioneer Days going on this weekend in Bonanzaville. Again, Saturday 10 to 5, Sunday noon to 5. Anything else to add to that, Emily?
Yes. Have you heard of Milo Hatzenbuehler?
Is he going to be there too?
He's going to be there on Sunday. He'll be doing two performances, one at 1 p.m. and one at 3 p.m. He's a North Dakota farm boy who's found his second calling in rock and roll music. So he has a song called We Couldn't Start the Tractor. Just fun, crazy songs. So
The Stairway to Lemon is always one of my favorites, too. He's kind of like North Dakota's own Weird Al Yankovic. Emily, thank you so much for taking a couple minutes to tell us all about Pioneer Days going on at Bonanzaville in West Fargo this weekend.
Yes, thanks for having me. Just visit our website at bonanzaville.org for any more information.